Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. I'm going to take you back to the reign of King Henry VII, that first Tudor monarch. On this day in Tudor history, the 23rd of November 1499, in the reign of King Henry VII, pretender Perkin Warbeck was hanged at Tyburn. Perkin Warbeck had claimed to be the younger of the princes in the Tower, Richard of Shrewsbury, Duke of York, son of King Edward IV. And Warbeck had challenged King Henry VII's claim to the throne by raising a rebellion. Let me tell you a little bit more about Perkin Warbeck and what happened, what led him to his end. Well, according to a confession that he made in 1497, Perkin Warbeck was born in Tournai into a prosperous family of the artisan or merchant class. He spent time in Flanders and also at the Portuguese royal court before moving to Cork in Ireland, where he made his living selling silks. It was in Cork that he met Yorkists, including John Atwood, who persuaded him to apparently, allegedly, impersonate Richard, Duke of York, who, with his brother King Edward V, was one of the princes in the Tower. The princes who, of course, disappeared in 1483. Warbeck and the Yorkists who'd persuaded him to do this gained the support of the Earl of Desmond and also King Charles VIII of France. And King Charles helped Warbeck sail to Harfleur in 1492. After the French king made an alliance with King Henry VII, Warbeck and his supporters moved from France away onto Mechelen, where they met with the sister of the princes in the Tower, Margaret of York, who was at that time Dowager Duchess of Burgundy. She appeared to accept Perkin Warbeck as her brother and supported him. Following failed attempts by King Henry VII to get the Netherlands to disown the claimant, Perkin Warbeck, Warbeck moved to Vienna and there gained the support of the Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian. In the meantime, back in England, men like Lord Fitzwater, Sir Simon Montfort, Sir Thomas Thwaites, Sir William Stanley and Sir Robert Clifford were all offering support to Warbeck's claim. They ended up being rounded up, arrested, tried and condemned to death in early 1495. On the 3rd of July 1495, Perkin Warbeck landed at Deal in Kent with a whole load of men and ships. But unfortunately for him, around 150 of his men were killed and over 160 captured by Henry VII's troops at the Battle of Deal. Warbeck managed to get away because he'd stayed on his ship. He hadn't actually landed at Deal. And so he was able to sail onto Ireland, where he and his remaining troops launched a siege, the Siege of Waterford, which also failed. However, Warbeck moved on to Scotland, where he was welcomed by King James IV on the 20th of November 1495. And now it's raining, which is adding to the atmosphere. In January 1496, in a marriage organised by the Scots King, Warbeck married Lady Catherine Gordon, who was daughter of the Earl of Huntly and who was related to the Scots King. And Falkland Palace was made available to Warbeck and his men so that they could organise an invasion of England. The Scots King and Warbeck made a failed invasion on the 21st of September 1496, withdrawing before anything actually happened. In the meantime, Henry VII was having a bit of a hard time. He was becoming rather unpopular in Cornwall after he attempted to introduce new legislation regarding tin mining into the Cornish Stannary Parliament. Then, following opposition, suspended the Stannary Court and also levied heavy taxes for his campaign against Scotland and Warbeck. This was all too much for the Cornish people, and rebels led by Michael Angoff, a blacksmith, and Thomas Flamanc, a lawyer, decided to march to London to air their grievances and call for the execution of Archbishop Morton, who was the King's Lord Chancellor. The Cornish rebels ended up being defeated by Henry VII's force at the Battle of Blackheath in June 1497. But the rebels that were left welcomed Warbeck when he landed at White Sand Bay near Land's End in Cornwall on the 7th of September 1497. Warbeck raised a rebellion after he was declared King Richard IV on Bodmin. However, a siege of the city of Exeter failed after Warbeck's forces were rebuffed by Henry VII's forces. And on the 21st of September, Warbeck and some of his followers ended up fleeing. Warbeck to sanctuary at Bewley Abbey in Hampshire and others abroad. There, Warbeck and three of his followers ended up surrendering after being promised a pardon. On the 5th of October 1497, Warbeck confessed to being an impostor in the presence of the king at Taunton Castle. Warbeck was then paraded through the city of London when they took him back to London. In June 1498, while accompanying the king on progress, he escaped, but he was quickly found and was put into the Tower of London. There, at the Tower in 1499, he was alleged to have plotted an escape with Edward Plantagenet, Earl of Warwick. This Earl of Warwick was the son of George, Duke of Clarence, and the Earl of Warwick was in the Tower at the time. So there was this plan to for the escape of Warwick, who would then claim the throne for himself. This plot was uncovered, and on the 23rd of November 1499, Warbeck was drawn on a hurdle to Tyburn, where he was hanged along with John Atwater. An account in Raphael Holinshed's Chronicle states, and on the 23rd day of the same month, Perkin and John Atwater were drawn to Tyburn, where Perkin, standing on a little scaffold, read his confession, as before he had done in Cheapside, taking it on his death to be true. And so he and John Atwater asked the king forgiveness and died patiently. The Earl of Warwick was executed by beheading on the 29th of November on Tower Hill. So both those claimants, the pretender and the claimant, were got rid of in November of that year. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.